I greet you with blessings today on this fifth Sunday of Easter, May 10th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve First Presbyterian Church and Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newberry. I'm also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings for today are from Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 60, Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5, and 15 through 16, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this fifth Sunday of Easter. Amen. Our home holds a special place in our hearts. Yes, they are only material, but a place where we can seek shelter from the storm, or, as in today, the coronavirus. When I was younger, my sister and I had a dollhouse. It was a two-story, two-bedroom, one-bath home with a kitchen and a very spacious living room. There was a fireplace painted on one wall in the living room, and the fire was always roaring. A family of four could fit comfortably in there. Over the attached garage was a veranda. The construction was painted metal with painted bricks and white plastic shutters adorning the outside. It was a lovely home. As I was typing this and recalling what I remember it looking like, I Googled 1960s dollhouse. The exact same dollhouse that we had as young girls was pictured on the internet. Wonderful memories flooded my heart and my eyes. My first thought was that I wanted one of them again. Then reality sunk in as I wondered, why? What would I ever do with a dollhouse? I restrained the whim to purchase. I remember my sister and I playing with the dolls and dollhouse, the furniture and the car our parents got us so that there would be something to put in the garage. I recall rearranging the furniture and thinking how wonderful it would be to live in that dollhouse, if only it was life-size. The home I grew up in is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. It's on the market again, and when I look at the pictures now, I wonder how 6 kids and 2 parents all fit in there. Now I live in a 1-story, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in Newberry. It's the church's parsonage and has a really nice kitchen with a pantry cupboard, a Lazy Susan built in the lower corner cupboard, a dining room, a spacious living room, and a laundry room. There's a basement under the entire home. The garage is attached, but for some reason, you can't get to the garage without going outside. I still haven't figured that one out. This beautiful home is just the right size. Actually, I'm very blessed because it is bigger than what I need, but with a husband now, there is ample room where we each have our own space. My future retirement home is in the woods outside of Curtis. It's a log home on 10 acres. It also is very spacious and a beautiful home with plenty of yard for my husband's daylilies, the chickens, and very soon more baby chicks, and a future garden. Now that we have turned the water on so that, well, I don't have to go out in the woods, I'm looking forward to spending more time out there, especially since traveling from one home to another is now allowed. I long to sit on the front porch glider, sip a cup of coffee or tea, and listen to the birds sing. Each one of these homes have a story. Your home or the place where you reside now has a story. You may or may not know the entire story of your home, depending on how long you've lived in it. I think the most interesting part of the story isn't the building itself, but those who built their lives inside it. For each of the homes I mentioned, I recall many good memories and fun times. I also recall heartaches and difficult times that were a part of growing up and living in that home at that time. I used to think they were all permanent homes. They weren't. I'm hoping my retirement home will eventually be my permanent home, for a time anyway. The gospel reading today is one that I've shared many times at funerals. I've shared this version that uses the term dwelling places, and I've used the version which says, "In my Father's house are many rooms." Many years ago, after one particular funeral service, a young boy, about 8 years old with 6 siblings, came up to me at the dinner afterwards. He said, "Pastor, you said there are many rooms in heaven, right? Does this mean I finally get my own room?" He was certainly excited. What will our heavenly home look like? Will we each have our own room? Will we have crosses and pictures of Jesus hanging on the walls like we do in our homes now? I kind of doubt that. Will there be kitchens to cook in and living rooms to visit in, bedrooms to sleep in? Will there be flowers planted outside and rainbows and sunshine every day? Wait, will there be snow? I mean, after all, we live in the UP, and many people refer to this as God's country. Oh, there are numerous items, shirts and bumper stickers, coffee cups, and much, much more, with the logo God's Country printed on them. So, will there also be snow in heaven? We don't know those answers, and frankly, we won't know those answers until we walk on. We are assured, however, that Jesus is preparing our home, our final home, our eternal home for us. It is a home that is shaped and molded by God's love. And the best part about this? There is plenty of room. Whether your translation says dwelling places or rooms or uses any other term, Jesus says there are many areas for us. You won't be left out. I won't be left out. There is room for us all. Our gospel for today from John 14 brings comfort and peace to those who are mourning. Especially at funerals, we share the promise of eternal life with Christ and visions of our heavenly home, a home large enough for all. And we offer words to reassure that one should never be afraid, for we are never alone. John 14 is also so relevant today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In times such as these, when we are still in the midst of a global pandemic, it is Christ we must turn to. Christ is the calm in the midst of our storms, peace in the midst of our worries, and hope in our times of despair. Just a couple of years before I moved up here, I reconnected with a young boy, then a young man, who had asked if he would have his own room in heaven. I shared Revelation 7, verse 9 with him, which says, After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. I told the young man that I didn't think he would have his own room, but that he would be very happy and surrounded by a lot of people who love him, including Jesus. He seemed satisfied with that answer. May you be also. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for those who tend and teach young children, for the safe pregnancies of expectant parents, and for families who struggle with infertility and miscarriage. We give thanks for all who have shown mothering care, and we remember all for whom this day is difficult. We pray for countries and leaders and other organizations as they prepare places for those seeking refuge and safety. Help those whose hearts are heavy and weighed down by many troubles. Comfort their suffering, ease their distress, and carry their burdens. We pray for all who are ill in body, mind, and spirit, especially those we name in our hearts, our minds, and with our voices. Bring comfort and strength to all affected by the coronavirus. We pray for adequate testing and the hope of a vaccine to come. Generous God, you call into your brilliant light all who have died. Give us faith to take hold of the promise of your eternal life. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. This is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace to serve our risen Lord. Thanks be to God.